So you set out a police and crime plan called Back to Basics, which prioritises what Surrey Police are going to concentrate on. You've always focused on preventing violence against women and girls. I know it's always been close to your heart. Supreme Court ruling yesterday, a momentous ruling. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I couldn't be happier about it. I have to say, I was watching it, slightly holding my breath as to which way the court was going to go because I really didn't know. And when they came down and said that no, that biological sex is immutable. There are two sexes, and the common usage of the word woman means female. I honestly. Honestly, couldn't be happier. And it's got really, really far-ranging consequences, actually, for public organisations and private organisations. No, I think it was a massive vindication for all the women who stood up and said what they've said, what we've said. And I think hopefully we can now move forward. I'm really pleased as well to see that the Scottish Government has accepted the Supreme Court ruling. I think the fact that it was unanimous is really, really important. And I hope that we can all get on because it doesn't change anything. This is the thing. All it's doing is clarifying what the law was, what we believed the law to be anyway. It doesn't remove rights from anybody. And it shouldn't change anything around the fact that we need to continue to respect each other, and just make sure that whether you're a woman, whether you're a trans woman, whether you're a man, you're getting and have access to the services that you need.
Yeah. Will it have any ramifications within the force? Because they're saying that it's going to have in hospitals, women's refuges. What do you think is going to happen within the force?
There are absolutely going to be ramifications in policing. There's no doubt about it, right from the very, very top, from the National Police Chiefs Council down, because the NPCC is going to now have to go back and look at its guidance around things like the ability to search in custody, so who can search and who they can search. So they're going to have to be very clear, for example, that somebody with a gender recognition certificate, a trans woman with a gender recognition certificate, is still, for the purposes of the law, male. And correct, I believe, correct their guidance that says that a trans woman police officer, can search a female in custody and the other way around, of course, as well. So I think that's really, really important. So they are going to have to change it. Within our own force in Surrey, we've got excellent Chief Constable in Tim De Meyer. Tim and I very much see to eye to eye on these subjects anyway. So actually, I don't think ramifications within Surrey are going to need to be that great because I think we've already made moves in Surrey to have a more sensible and level playing field around this that respects women, that respects women's spaces. We're no longer members of the Stonewall diversity scheme anyway. So I don't think we're going to see massive ramifications in Surrey, thankfully, because we don't need to, but I do think the ramifications for policing overall are going to be major.